Have you thought of saying we won and redoing the whole concept, maybe getting rid of it?
That's what we did after World War I. And then we found we'd made a mistake. We did it again after World War II. We disbanded our OSS. And then we found we'd made a mistake. Let's not go through that process again.
If you want to terrorize the world, you need the CIA. But if you want to let the hopes and aspirations of people develop normally, then you must destroy the CIA.
There you go. Those are provocative words, those last words there from Ralph McGahey. Again, career CIA veteran, 25 years at the CIA, a decorated CIA veteran, no less. Wrote the book, Deadly Deceits. You can find it on Amazon and other places, but why don't we hear about that? And speaking of his Career Intelligence Medal, in 1977, from his Wikipedia entry, actually, in 1977, McGahey was awarded the CIA's Career Intelligence Medal. And he said, "My wife, my four children, one son-in-law and grandson, all gathered for the awards ceremony. William W. Wells, WWW, presented the medal to him. McGahey's views on the agency began with an idealist's appreciation of its principles when the Cold War tensions were high. Of course, who doesn't want to be a patriot and, you know, spy in the interest of national security? That's every boy's dream, so to speak. I can't speak for women, but, you know, that kind of James Bond type thing is goes along with a pair of chrome ivory-handled pistols, you know, the kind of Lone Ranger type scenario that you envision as a young boy, not knowing that, well, you know, the devil's in the details as you get older. But during the second half of McGahey's 25 years of service, however, his view of the CIA had markedly declined until reaching bitterness. He gave his reasons why he accepted the medal. He said, quote, "I agreed to accept it for three reasons: to give my children an occasion to be proud of their father, not to embarrass Jake, his supervisor at CIA who recommended McGahey for the medal, and to lend credibility to any criticisms of the agency I might make in the future. Otherwise, I very much wanted to say, take your medal and shove it." And the Career Intelligence Medal is awarded by the CIA for cumulative record of service, which reflects exceptional achievements that substantially contributed to the mission of the agency. Speaking of the mission, what is the mission? Again, I think that McGahey's words were very instructive. You heard him say, if you want to terrorize the world, you need the CIA. But if you want people to just, you want life to go on naturally, then you need to abolish the CIA, destroy it, get rid of it. And, you know, seeing the things that we see today, it's like we're looking back in history. Speaking of the CIA, as Ralph McGahey pointed out in the quote that I mentioned to open, the CIA is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. And I mentioned stovepiping of intelligence, I think, last week, and how that works. We see that. It's a formal term, but really, it's an informal practice. The informal practice is part of the day-to-day operations of the CIA and the broader intelligence community. It's just part of how it works. Deception, feeding stories out into the press. TrueStream Media just did a great video, I think published yesterday, about the CIA memorandum that came out on April Fool's Day, 1967, So 50 years ago this month, that memo that enshrined the term conspiracy theory or conspiracy theorist, you know, in rebuttal of the voices that were gaining traction, the dissenting voices on the Warren Commission report and its findings. And still today, more people than not believe that the official account of the Warren Commission and its findings are bogus in some fashion. And the questions that are asked are misleading, logical fallacies. For example, you know, they'll ask questions like, do you think that Lee Harvey acted alone? Well, what if you are not of the opinion that Lee Harvey was involved at all, but that he was effectively a patsy? And speaking of that, lone wolf scenario, no apparent motive. And, you know, he wasn't known, he wasn't, according to the Warren Commission,
to be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We'll be right back.
Oh, my goodness. Ralph McGahee. The CIA is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. And who are those folks, you know? Activist Post published a great article by Justin Gardner a few days ago. Last Wednesday, to be exact, the 19th. Titled, Government and Media Doing Exactly the Same Thing It Did to Start Iraq War, and Americans Are Buying It. Gardner opens with these words. In May 2004, 1 year after the U.S. commenced a full-scale invasion of Iraq, and speaking of stovepiping intelligence, I mentioned that the Office of Special Plans was created, and he talks about the Office of Special Plans led by Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Vaith in his article, which is fantastic. More people need to know. But in May 2004, 1 year after the U.S. commenced a full-scale invasion of Iraq, the New York Times issued a half-baked apology for its abysmal coverage of the intelligence, quote-unquote, used to convince America that Iraq was a threat. Looking back, we wish we had been more aggressive in re-examining the claims as new evidence emerged or failed to emerge, end quote. Wrote the New York Times editors. They also lamented their dependence on Iraqi defectors who made spurious claims to further the goal of regime change. Remember the curveball? Not the what curveball, but the who. It was a grudging admission that the famous newspaper played a critical role in pushing lies and propaganda to lead the U.S. Into a preemptive war of choice. Preemptive, yeah. Proactive Preemptive Operations Group, right? That was 2005, though. That was a little bit later. Other corporate media outlets, including those in the neoconservative, Weekly Standard, Bill Kristol, etc., and liberal interventionist camps apparently felt no remorse at betraying the public. Nah, this is part of the deal. So speaking of the media and its complicity, and by the way, we know that the New York Times and the Washington Post have been in the bag, well, since at least the 70s and the Church and the Pike Committee hearings. But, you know, I wonder sometimes what must it be like to be one of these complete sellouts, these hucksters that are essentially nothing more than corporate propagandists. And I think the best answer comes from a response I got from Jake Tapper to a post on Twitter, and that was fascinating. By the way, speaking of Twitter, I realized recently, I think last week, that I was blocked by Linda Sarsour on Twitter, which I think is a badge of honor. At least I'll consider it that. It's just fantastic. Wondering, you know, maybe she got sick of me posting tweets that, to the effect of me wondering why she isn't in some oppressive regime marching for women's rights. Oh, that's because she doesn't want to be beheaded or have her hands cut off or be otherwise, you know, dealt with harshly. But we don't need your Marxist provocateurism here in America, Linda Sarsour. If you are genuinely advocating for women's rights in the other disenfranchised and downtrodden, go to places of the world where your efforts are desperately needed. They're not needed here in America, though. So I would respectfully ask you to cease and desist all your Marxist provocateurism here in America. It's just not wanted and obviously not helpful. It's the Alinskyite flavor of organizing folks, getting them all stirred up for the purpose of getting them stirred up, and then welding them together in a fashion very much similar to what Hayek wrote about in The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, titled Why the Worst Get on Top. So she's an agent of the worst, essentially, getting on top. But I digress. So the article, Town Hall article, in case you missed it, FBI cited unverified dossier to obtain FISA warrant to monitor Trump. To monitor Trump advisor while Russia tried to inflate campaign. It's a provocative article by Matt Vespa over at Town Hall, published last week, last Friday. And so my post on Twitter said, boom, hello, CNN, Brian Stetler, Jim Sciutto, Don Lemon, Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, Miranda Green, Mana Raju, MSNBC, CBS News, I dare you to report. What was interesting was that I got a reply from Jake Tapper that said, if you take the time to read the blog post, you'll see most of it is actually based on CNN reporting. My reply, very clever, Jake Tapper. Sadly, I expect nothing less from you at all. If you actually read it, you'll see it actually debunked MSN, including CNN, BS. We'll talk about some of that debunking right after this break. Stick around, I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids.
back. Bottom of the first hour, this Monday, April 24th, 2017. And talking about the CIA a little bit. A lot going on. CBS News announced this morning that some Harvard researchers found a handwritten copy of the Declaration of Independence over in Britain, I believe. And that's fascinating. And they can have ours if they want it, because ours, I think, is hermetically sealed and on display in the National Archives, but we're not using it, so I haven't been using it for quite some time, not really concerned about it. But I digress. So, getting back to debunking the nonsense of folks like Jake Tapper over at CNN, it was interesting, crickets on the reporting of the essentially discredited dossier. As I said last week, I posted a tweet daring a number of folks, including Jake Tapper, to report on the town hall story. FBI cited unverified dossier to obtain FISA warrant to monitor Trump advisor while Russia tried to infiltrate campaign. But the Russian infiltration is a specious narrative. And there seems to be, and I'll come back to this later, I've been talking about this in recent weeks, the fact that there seems to be kind of a confluence of forces right around the time that the FBI announced the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails was the same time that suddenly the FBI seemed to take an interest in the political opposition research by the Republican Trump opponents and Democrats. And specifically Fusion GPS and Renat Akhmetzin, among others. But this is a very dark, sort of insidious effort, one realizes fairly quickly. And I think that Senator Chuck Grassley's news release, March 31st, titled "Complaint, Firm Behind Dossier and Former Russian Intel Officer Joined Lobbying Effort to Kill Pro-Whistleblower Sanctions for Kremlin," is a good place to start on this story. I've mentioned that in previous broadcasts. The good Senator Chuck Grassley's, that included a letter to Dianne Feinstein, Senate Committee. It was copied to Dianne Feinstein, but the actual letter as part of that news release was issued to the acting Deputy Attorney General, Dana Bente, as I've mentioned in the past. So that's an interesting read on that subject. The two letters to FBI Director Comey, the two as-yet unanswered letters, publicly unanswered, March 28th and March 6th, are also an interesting read on that subject, again from Senator Grassley, FBI Director Comey. And then the letter to Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS from Senator Grassley is another interesting read. Fusion GPS, according to Senator Grassley's letter, and the title of that news release was "Grassley Probes Opposition Research Firm Behind Unsubstantiated Trump Dossier." Fusion GPS worked for multiple Trump opponents before FBI sought partnership. And again, the point here is that there seems to be a confluence of effort right around that moment when the announcement was made that the FBI was investigating Hillary Clinton's emails. Suddenly, not only did the FBI take an interest in the unverified, unsubstantiated Fusion GPS dossier, Christopher Steele, Renat Akhmetson, etc., but from Grassley's letter to FBI Director Comey on March 28th, from that letter, Grassley wrote, "As you know, Mr. McCabe is under investigation by the Department of Justice, the FBI Deputy Director, Andrew McCabe, that is, FBI's number two in command, is under investigation by the Department of Justice of the Office of the Inspector General. That investigation is examining whether the political and financial connections between his wife's Democratic political campaign on and Clinton associates warranted his recusal in the FBI's Clinton and email investigation. On March 7th, 2015, just 5 days after the New York Times broke the story that Secretary Clinton's use of private email for official business, Mr. McCabe met with Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a longtime close associate of the Clintons, along with his wife, Dr. Jill McCabe. Mr. McAuliffe recruited Dr. McCabe, who had not previously run for any political office, to be the Democratic candidate for Virginia state Senate seat. Dr. McCabe agreed. Governor McAuliffe's Political Action Committee subsequently gave nearly $500,000 to her campaign while the FBI's investigation of Secretary Clinton was ongoing. The Virginia Democratic Party, over which Mr. McAuliffe exerts considerable control, also donated over $200,000 to Dr. McCabe's campaign. While Mr. McCabe recused himself from public corruption cases in Virginia, presumably including the reportedly ongoing investigation of Mr. McAuliffe, again, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, investigation for what? Of Mr. McAuliffe regarding illegal campaign contributions. Huh, what a provocative irony there, eh? He failed to recuse himself, FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, that is, from the Clinton email investigation, despite the appearance of a conflict created by his wife's campaign accepting $700,000 from a close Clinton associate during the investigation. So the timing of that is suspect. And so fast forwarding in the letter last week, that was March 20th, Grassley writes to Director Comey, "You publicly testified that in late July of 2016, the FBI began investigating the Russian government's attempts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election, including investigating whether there was any collusion between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Given the timing of the investigation and his position, it is likely that Mr. McCabe has been involved in that high-profile, politically charged inquiry as well. If Mr. McCabe failed to avoid the appearance of a partisan conflict of interest in favor of Mrs. Clinton during the presidential election, then any participation in this inquiry creates the exact same appearance of a partisan conflict of interest against Mr. Trump. As you testified," again, Grassley to FBI Director Comey, "last week, you believe that if someone had a bias for or against one of them, he would have the opposite bias toward the other. They're inseparable," right? It's a two-person event, as FBI Director Comey said and Grassley quoted. "According to public reports, the FBI agreed to pay the author of the unsubstantiated dossier alleging a conspiracy between Trump associates and the Russians. It reportedly agreed to pay the author, Christopher Steele, to continue investigating Mr. Trump. Clinton associates reportedly paid Mr. Steele to create this political opposition research dossier against Mr. Trump. The FBI has failed to publicly reply to my March 6th letter asking about those reports. That leaves serious questions about the FBI's independence from politics unanswered. So we have that, and as far as all of this collusion nonsense is concerned, Russian collusion, some of the best reporting that you'll find, comprehensive reporting, is Lee Stranahan's articles over at Breitbart before his departure, his most recent departure anyway, from Breitbart. And the best article in question, there are a couple, but the best one to read on this subject is titled "Fixes in House Committee on Russian Hacking Includes Only DNC Hired Tech Experts." That was CrowdStrike, of course, and that bunch of nonsense has been thoroughly debunked, I suppose you could say. CrowdStrike essentially in the bag. It's interesting, you know, you ask people, you pointing out the fact that the FBI was prevented from examining the DNC servers. DNC says, "We were hacked." FBI says, "Let us examine your server. Let us investigate. Let us do a forensic investigation or examination of the servers." And the DNC says, "No, that's okay. We'll CrowdStrike's taking care of it. That's okay." And by the way, CrowdStrike President Sean Henry is a former FBI guy, retired executive assistant director of the FBI, to be specific. What a coincidence. That's not even, you know, that's on his profile over at CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike.com/Sean-Henry. Sean Henry is the president of CrowdStrike Services and CSO and a retired executive assistant director of the FBI. Henry, who served in three FBI field offices and at the Bureau's headquarters, is credited with boosting the FBI's computer crime and cybersecurity investigative capabilities. Possible conflict of interest? Possible collusion there? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous. So, again, Lee Stranahan's reporting on this last month, that story was the two stories that I'm referring to, the story on CrowdStrike, speaking of CrowdStrike, is titled "Fixes in House Committee on Russian Hacking Included Only DNC Hired Tech Experts." But then the other story by Lee Stranahan is equally as noteworthy. "Fixes in, Comey praised DNC hired cybersecurity firm even after botched report." Another fantastic bit of journalism, again published last month, March 20th, the same day that Director Comey and NSA Director Rogers testified before the House Intelligence Committee. And it pulls together, that article pulls together reporting from a number of folks: Jeffrey Carr, Bloomberg's Leonid Brzezinski, Voice of America reporter Oleksiy Kuzmenko, and others. Basically, the kind of a comprehensive reporting on the subject, and So the point is, this narrative has been not just debunked, but there's strong evidence to support the claim or the suspicion that there is collusion, high-level collusion. I mean, it seems fairly self-evident that the way this is all kind of shaping up with these folks involved, like Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe and CrowdStrike and Sean Henry and, you know, all of these layers, Christopher Steele, Renat Akhmetson, and others, Fusion GPS, there are layers to create a thin veil of plausible deniability between the culpable parties, obviously. So why is that not, that story isn't being told? And so back to the tweet in question. I really don't like that term. Anyway, so I referred to the Town Hall article, Matt Vespa's article, in a tweet over the weekend, and daring CNN, Brian Stetler, Jim Sciutto, Don Lemon, Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, Miranda Green, Mana Raju, MSNBC, and CBS News to report. They don't want to obviously have egg on their face for trying to legitimize this fake dossier. Talk more about that when we come back in, specifically Jake Tapper's remarks right after this short break. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We'll be right back. flowers of flaming truth beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled with Chinese lamps. He saved what others throw away. He says that he'll be rich someday. That haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
Welcome back. So, speaking of Jake Tapper and the infamous message, you know, the point was this tweet in question. The point was obviously the keying in Matt Vespa's town hall article regarding the FBI obtaining a FISA warrant. It's interesting. You know, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, a number of mainstream outlets should be issuing retractions and apologies, I think. Basically gaslighting the you-know-what out of the American public and the Trump administration. Again, not apologizing or sympathizing for or with the Trump administration, which looks more and more like the Obama administration, as some have observed, but actually worse, I would say, especially for someone who said the things Donald Trump said on the campaign trail. But I digress. So the point of my tweet was to focus on the word unverified, obviously, zeroing in on the word unverified. In other words, Matt Vespa's, the headline was, in case you missed it, ICYMI, FBI cited unverified dossier. And that's putting it very kindly. Completely discredited, debunked dossier is what it could say. To obtain FISA warrant to monitor Trump advisor while Russia tried to infiltrate campaign. So with that in mind, there should be a number of apologies issued. GCHQ should apologize to Sean Spicer, Donald Trump, et al. The FBI should apologize for lying. Director Comey should apologize for lying to the American public. I'm not aware of any efforts to, let me see, how can I phrase this, couch this in such a way that I don't, you know, give anything away, but don't, no admission of guilt, but kind of deflect with my obfuscation. Unbelievable. You know, that in itself is a shocking story right there. Why is the American public not focused on it? Anyway, when we come back, I'll finish this thought and we'll move on. Be right back. Second hour coming up right after this break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.